U.S. inflation is expected to have hit a near four-decade high in January. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. The latest read on the Consumer Price Index is due out in just a few hours, and it's forecast to have surged 7.3% last month from a year ago. The squeeze on household budgets isn't just an American problem. The pain is being felt the world over. Skyrocketing energy prices that have reached record levels here in Europe haven't helped matters. This week, boss of French energy giant Total Energies said prices will remain high, but to try to offset the impact on pocketbooks, the company, he said, will offer discounts to low-income households and people in rural areas. The French government is also making similar moves to alleviate the pressure on households. But as the BBC's Jessica Parker reports, that financial aid will only go so far.
It's a bitterly cold day in Denain in northern France as stallholders try to make a sale at the weekly market. Ibrahim has jewellery and watches laid out on a table. He says business is slow while petrol prices and bills are high.
I started to feel the price is going up in just a few months. But before it, just a little bit, but now it's really... For me, it's not easy, you know.
C'est la raison d'être d'EDF. L'objectif, une énergie neutre en CO2 pour avancer sans oublier le climat.
That's an advert from the French nuclear energy giant EDF. France is the EU's nuclear capital. Largely state-owned, EDF's having to take a financial hit after the government moved to cap household bill increases. Ministers have also issued one-off payments to millions of families to help with higher costs. But back at the market, a woman called Magali tells me it's all still been a struggle.
I've been heating the house this winter, so the bill has gone up. With the energy voucher, I got €100 off the bill. But prices have gone up, so I still pay more, even with the voucher.
In Metz, just next to the city's famous Gothic cathedral, the mayor proudly shows me a shoebox-like container. Inside, items including an energy-saving light bulb and a device you can attach to your shower to save water. François Groudidier says 300 of these energy-saving kits have been handed out to local families since December.
The fast rise in energy prices was unimaginable only a few months ago. Our long-term actions to save energy can't be rolled out fast enough to counter the current escalation of prices. It is worrying because it's plunging many of our citizens into a precarious situation.
In the city of Valenciennes, I come across Jean-François. He stood in his doorway, taking a breath of fresh air. We go inside where his young son is playing. A father of two, he and his wife both work in local shops. A recent electricity bill for their home, he says, was huge.
€156 last month. That is much more than before. And that is as much as we spend on food for 2 weeks. So we have to make sacrifices elsewhere. On food, for example. We never go to restaurants and we don't buy biscuits or sweets for the children.
It turns out Jean-François is part of the Gilets Jaunes protest movement, which was originally sparked by fuel prices. He proudly puts on his high-vis yellow jacket. Words of anger at the cost of living are scrawled on the back. Politicians are reading the public mood closely in France. It is, after all, an election year.
The BBC's Jessica Parker reporting there. Well, as I said, the energy crunch isn't just a one-country problem. Today, Turkey's main opposition party leader said he's going to stop paying his electricity bills until President Recep Tayyip Erdogan cancels a 50% price rise approved in December. That's the voice of Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu there, making his announcement on Twitter. He vowed to end what he calls the cruelty of Turkey's near 50% inflation rate that's been made worse by an ongoing currency crisis. In response, the deputy chair of President Erdogan's AK party said the government is working to address energy price rises, and he doesn't believe Turks will follow the opposition's lead. Global crude oil prices are back above $90 a barrel this morning after U.S. commercial inventories hit their lowest level yesterday since 2018. Checking some other numbers now. Stock markets here in Europe are little changed ahead of that U.S. inflation data we talked about just a moment ago. Benchmarks in Asia earlier closed up in the 0.3% to 0.5% range. To the Philippines now, which is eliminating quarantine requirements for visitors who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 and test negative for the virus 48 hours before arrival. The government hopes relaxed restrictions will give a much-needed boost to the tourism industry that's been hard hit by the pandemic. The BBC's Howard Johnson has more from Manila.
Philippine government officials hope the move will boost job restoration in areas dependent on tourism, following 2 years of hard lockdown measures that included the barring of foreign holidaymakers. The Philippine economy emerged from a recession with a 5.6% growth in GDP last year, after shrinking by nearly 10% in 2020 because of the impact of the pandemic. Daily new COVID-19 cases have been falling since mid-January. On Wednesday, the Department of Health logged just over 3,500 cases, the lowest daily total this year.
That's the BBC's Howard Johnson reporting from Manila there. Finally, police in the Canadian city of Windsor are negotiating with anti-vaccine protesters to lift a blockade of a bridge linking the city to Detroit. The 3-day closure has hit the auto industry on both sides of the border. It shut down Ford and Toyota plants and curtailed trade worth more than $300 million a day. The outrage against vaccine mandates has spread from Canada to many parts of the world, including Paris. Police there today say they're enforcing a ban on a so-called freedom convoy that's planned for tomorrow. Many truckers driving to the French capital from the southern city of Nice have Canadian flags on display to show solidarity with protesters in North America. We'll dig into that one tomorrow. Join us here, same time, same place. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's a speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.